Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Advanced Enzyme Technologies Limited Q3 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ronak Saraf from Advanced Enzyme. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Advanced Enzyme's Q3 and nine months FY23 earnings conference call. I am Ronak Saraf, the Manager, Investor Relations here at Advanced Enzymes. We hope you all have gone through our financials, press release, and the presentation, which has been posted in the investor relations sections of our website. We have with us Mr. Mukund Kabra, Whole-time Director, Mr. Beni Prasad Rauka, Group CFO. Today, the management will discuss the performance and business highlights, updates on strategies, and respond to any questions that you may have. As usual, for ease of discussion, we will look at the consolidated financials. Before we proceed, I would like to draw your attention to the forward-looking statement contained in the PPT. During our call, we may make forward-looking statements regarding our expectations or predictions about the future. Because these statements are based on current assumptions and factors that may involve risk and uncertainty, our actual performance and results may differ materially from our forward-looking statements. With this, without any further ado, we shall commence this call. Over to you, Mukund, sir.
Thank you, Ronak. Good evening, everyone. I really appreciate you all for taking out your valuable time, and I welcome you all to the conference call for the quarter and nine months ended 31st December 2022. Starting with a quick brief on global conditions. Disruption continued in the business environment. Global economic scenario continues to remain uncertain, with cues of recession resulting in layoffs and inflation remain elevated, leading to sluggish consumption and the geopolitical crisis remain turbulent. On the positive side, the raw material prices have started easing and so do the freight costs. We sincerely hope these prices get stable in the coming quarters. Despite all the uncertainties, our quarter three financial results demonstrated an improved top-line growth. Although our operating costs remain elevated, which impacted our profit margins. The growth in the quarter three numbers are driven by animal nutrition and bioprocessing segment. Now, as far as the quarterly performance, our top line stood at rupees 1,421 million, grew 2% on a sequential basis, and on a yearly basis, we have grown about 6% in quarter three. On year-to-date, nine months, it stood at rupees 4,019 million. That is just 1% growth. Our EBITDA stood at rupees 417 million, grew 5% on a sequential basis, while it is declined by about 15% on year-on-year basis and 30% in nine months. We have experienced a growth of 6% in the bottom line on sequential basis, while it declined 2% on year-on-year basis and 27% in nine months. On the margin side, EBITDA margin stood at 29% and PAT margin stood at 20% during this quarter number three. Our overall margins remain subdued on year-on-year basis on account of elevated operating costs. Talking about the segment-wise performance, the human nutrition segment remains highest contributor as usual. It is at 66% of the total revenue. It grew by 2% on annual basis, while it declined by 1% on sequential basis. On nine-month year-to-date comparison, it declined by 2%. Pharma API and biocatalysts in domestic markets and probiotics in international markets primarily supported the numbers in human nutrition. There is softness in the nutrition business as an impact of inflation, which remains subdued. Animal nutrition The animal nutrition segment contributed 12% to the revenue. This segment is continuously improving from almost few quarters. It grew by 33% on year-on-year basis, 2% on sequential basis, and 23% on 9-month year-to-date basis. Bioprocessing. During the quarter, bioprocessing segment surpassed the contribution of animal nutrition segment and contributed 16% to the revenue, which was 12% in the same quarter last year. It grew by 41% on the year basis and 17% on sequential basis. Both food and non-food business grew by 38% and 49% respectively on year-on-year basis. The specialized manufacturing segment contributed 6% and grew by 4% on sequential basis, while a negative 31% and 34% on year basis and on 9-month year-to-date basis, respectively. With this, I will now hand over the call to Mr. Beni Prasad Rauka. He will walk you through the financial and key subsidiary numbers. Over to Beni.
Thank you very much, Mukul. Good evening, everyone. I hope you all are in good health. On the company's financial for the third quarter of 2023, on quarter-on-quarter basis, Q3 versus Q2, the revenue is increased by 34 million, a 2% increase from 1,387 million to 1,421 million. Our EBITDA has increased by 20 million, about 5%, from 397 million to 417 million, which is about 29% of our revenue. Profit before tax has increased by 62 million, from 342 million, this is 25% of revenue, to 404 million, 28% of revenue. Our PAT has increased by 16 million, a increase of 6% from 263 million to 279 million, 20% of the revenue. On year-on-year basis, Q3 of current financial year versus Q3 of last year, our revenue has increased by 85 million from 1,336 million to 1,421 million. EBITDA, however, is decreased by about 74 million from 491 million to 417 million. And profit before tax has decreased by 8 million from 412 million to 404 million, 28% of our revenue from 31%. PAT is decreased by 7 million from 286 million, 21% of revenue, to 279 million. This is about 20% of our revenue. Let me give 9 months number. So our revenue has increased by 43 million, a increase of about 1%, from 3,976 million to 4,019 million. EBITDA is decreased by 488 million, from 1,611 million to 1,123 million. So EBITDA margin is decreased from 41% to 28% in 9 months of current financial year. Our profit before tax is decreased from 1,371 million to 983 million, which is roughly 24% of our revenue as compared to 34% of last year. PAT is decreased by rupees 267 million from 985 million to 718 million, about 18% as compared to 25% of PAT. Let me give you some financial number of our subsidiary company. So Evox has performed very well in this quarter. Its EBITDA positive from 4 million to 17 million in this quarter, and the top line has increased from 48 million to 65 million. For 9 months, Evok's top line is 182 million as compared to 160 million of last year, and EBITDA of 39 million as compared to 11 million last year. And for 9 months, Evok's has reported a profit after tax of 10 million as compared to loss of 22 million during 9 months of last year. JCB has reported EBITDA negative during this quarter as compared to, you know, EBITDA of 14 million positive to negative 17 million, and the PAT is about 20 million negative as compared to 5 million positive during last quarter. So overall, for 9 months, JCB has also reported increase in sales from 365 million to 394 million, but this year it's negative 8 million as compared to 55 million of PAT during last year 9 months. SciTech has reported 86 million of revenue as compared to 84 million during last quarter, and for 9 months SciTech has reported total 236 million of revenue as compared to 360 million in 9 months of last year, and SciTech is also EBITDA negative of 30 million as compared to 78 million last year. Accordingly, the PAT is also negative, 51 million as compared to 35 million of net profit in last year 9 months. Our highest, largest product, this is anti-inflammatory enzyme, the sales stood at about 333 million as compared to 279 million in quarter 3 of last year. And for 9 months, the total sales of anti-inflammatory enzyme is 963 million as compared to 792 million during last year 9 months. And it has posted an increase of about 22%, and it constitutes 22% of sales as compared to 24% last year. Top 10 customer contributes on YTD basis about 26% as compared to 28% last year. And our B2C segment has contributed about 1.6 million of sales in this quarter as compared to 1.55 million during the same period previous year. Overall, B2C sales for 9 months is 363.63 million as compared to 4.31 million. So it's a degrowth of about 16%. Human health care, I think we give a breakup of you know, our sales, international sales, domestic sales. So quarter three, India sale was about 393 million as compared to 440 million in the last quarter. And in the previous quarter, I mean in the third quarter of previous year, 382. International sales 541 as compared to 499 in the previous quarter, and the relevant previous quarter of relevant quarter of the previous year 536. So overall, the sale is gone up from 918 million in quarter three of last year to 934 million in quarter three of current financial year. But yes, as compared to the previous quarter, it is down by 5 million. Our R&D expenses is gone up, and for 9 months, the R&D expenditure is about 211 million as compared to 146 million during the 9 months of the last year. So this was from my side. Now we shall open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may enter star and one to ask a question. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shikha Mehta from Equitree Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I just have a few questions. One is to understand when we'll be able to go back to our historical EBITDA margins, or what guidance we have on that front, when our margins will normalize to, say, north of 40%.
So, if you notice, Shikha, there is some recessionary pressure in the U.S. market, and the U.S. market sales are down. The U.S. market contributes to the higher EBITDA and higher margins.
Okay.
We launched a couple of good products during this quarter, and I expect the new product should give the sales after another 4-5 months. So I think that will be the time when we'll come back to our original territory.
So over the next, say, 2 quarters, we should see our margins come back to 40%, north of 40%. That's what we're alluding to, right?
Yes.
And also another thing on the animal nutrition side, we were witnessing swine flu and all these other problems. But this quarter, we've seen a sequential improvement. So can we assume that's been addressed, and going forward, this segment should do well?
So our lot of focus is there on the animal feed market. The major growth is coming from the Asian market at this point of time. We expect this growth to continue in the coming year as well. And this year also, like, we should do a decent growth.
All right, so all right. Thanks, I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you, Shikha.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one on your phone. Next question is from the line of Rohit Sinha from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. Sir, with all these geopolitical things going across, how we are seeing our Evox and mainly Evox performance going forward, and overall with all the logistic costs, freight costs are reducing. Are these going to benefit on the our side on the margin front?
So the Evox, we believe that it will be more or less the constant, because it's doing more on the R&D front rather than the real revenue generation. So I expect Evox to be more or less neutral on the revenues, and it will be with a positive. With this cost, when it goes down, of course, it helps on the margins. But our major margins will come from U.S. market. As the U.S. market stabilizes, we'll come back, as I was telling to Shikha, we'll come back to our original territory.
Okay. And if I heard correctly, and JC Biotech, I think, has reported a loss in this quarter. So is it because of cost pressure only, or has there been a lower realization or lower volumes as well?
So it's mainly to the cost problems, and there were like a couple of issues which we addressed this quarter. There was like little on the higher side on the maintenance cost as well in this quarter. prevalence should come back to the normalcy by the next quarter.
Okay, okay. And any guidance you can give for FY24 in terms of top line and EBITDA growth?
Rohit, we are not right now work on that. But I feel like next year should be much better than this year.
Okay. Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one. A reminder to participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one. Next question is from the line of Sarvesh Shanai, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening. I have a question regarding competition. How is the competition building up right now?
Good evening, Sarvesh. Sarvesh, we do have competitions in different segments. There are different competitors. If you can elaborate more, I can give more light. Which area you are talking about?
On the animals, on the animal healthcare side and human, both.
So, animal side is the same competition which is there, right? It's like we were talking from a long time, like we wanted to penetrate the market with all the registrations and other things, and we were working on that from a long time. So that is resulting in some kind of a results right now. And that is where the growth is coming from, the animal side rather than the competition. Even in the human side, the competition is more or less same. In the nutraceutical, competition is more intense at this point of time, particularly in the US, because when there is a recession, the competition become more active, right?
Okay, so margins have not been impacted because of the competition, right?
It's never been because of the competitions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, please enter star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rohit Sinha from Sunidhi Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, just wanted some clarity on this merger of the subsidiary, US subsidiary, into one entity. So, what's the rationale behind that, and what would be the, would there be any kind of tax benefit or tax rate change would be there?
So, Rohit, this, the company which we emerged is in the similar business. I mean, the products were same, only, the distribution model was different. So keeping two entities was causing a lot of administrative issues and, the compliance issues. So that is only the reason we emerged. But, there is no assets impact on directly, in terms of tax benefit and all that. So it's like, definitely there will be some kind of, reduction in expenses, but that's not substantial because that is very small company, in that.
Okay, okay. And secondly, what would be the working capital days for us for this quarter, and how we are looking at for the year end FY23?
Yeah. So working capital in terms of number of days of our sales continues to be in the range of about 110 to 120 days or so.
Okay. Any possibility of improvement there?
I don't see, immediate impact, any kind of improvement in the sense. Because, look, the issue is, you have so many plants and so many companies. So, you need to maintain, different kind of a inventory of raw materials, finished goods, concentrate material, I think this will keep on, you know, in the it will continue to be in the range of about 110 days to 125 days or so.
Okay. And one last thing on CAPEX side, our earlier announcement on that R&D facility. So what is the CAPEX number for FY23 and at least for 9 months, what we have did till now?
Yeah. So we have spent, you know, I mean, other than land acquisition and, you know, cost related to land, we have spent about 30 million so far.
Okay. 30 million is for 9 months.
Right.
Yeah. And for, I mean, full year ending 23, what number will be ending?
I think another 30 million will be spent in a couple of months.
So all these is towards that R&D facility or any other?
R&D, yes. It's mainly on R&D facility.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Ketan Sheraf, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is on biocatalysis products. In the investor presentation, it is mentioned that we have this as a focus area. And I see that, you know, in FY22, we are mentioning that we've done a revenue of $2.5 million. Could you throw some light on this segment, please?
So, Ketan, what do you want to know exactly?
So, what I want to know is, like, you know, how many products are under trial and, you know, with how many manufacturers are we doing these trials right now? And by when do we expect any commercialization from this product category?
So, there are about 5 to 6 products which are under trial at this point of time at the customer end. Some of them are just taking small deposits. I think all the products will be revenue quality. Maybe 1 or 2 quarters down the line, this should grow much faster.
You are saying that in the next 6 odd months, we should get some commercial sales, some revenue from these products.
We started getting few of the commercial sales right now, but the volume built up will require some more.
Sorry, could you say that again? I'm not able to hear you clearly. Volumes what?
We started getting 1 or 2 products commercial orders from this quarter, but the volume built up will require some more time. And there are a lot of 3-4 products are under track. So overall, it will take 2 quarters.
Okay, and how many API manufacturers are we in touch with for these product categories?
It depends on the different APIs we are approaching those people. So I don't have a numbers right now in mind.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. That's all from my side. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
A reminder to all the participants, please enter star and one to ask a question. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one on your touchtone telephone. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ronak Saraf for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for taking your valuable time for attending our earnings conference call. We will keep you posted for any further updates. I request you all to kindly send in your questions that may remain unanswered. An audio recording and a transcript of this call will be uploaded on our website in due course. Looking forward to host you all in the next quarter. Till then, stay healthy, stay safe.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Advanced Enzyme Technologies Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.